Workers. The Kenya Sugarcane Plantation and Allied Workers, KSPAW, Secretary General Francis Wangara has cautioned Private Security Regulatory Authority, PSRA, over a decision to stop private security firms from remitting workers' deductions to the Central Organization of Trade Unions, COTU. Wangara said the decision announced by PSRS Director General Fazul Muhammad was illegal, saying it would infringe on the workers' rights. The security guards, he said, joined the union voluntarily and were aware that the money being remitted to the union and COTU was necessary to champion for their rights. It is clear that there is no worker whose money is being deducted without their knowledge. We recruit him to join the union and they know why they contribute to the union and COTU, he said. Wangara said the money was used prudently and that COTU expenditure was subject to annual audits by the Registrar of Trade Unions. He added that COTU has remained steadfast in fighting for the rights of private security workers, with negotiations resulting to annual increments on the minimum wage. The private security workers are the biggest beneficiaries of the push to increase the minimum wage, and COTU will continue to advocate for their rights, he said. COTU, he added, was engaging President Dr. William Ruto to increase the minimum wage for workers this year, adding that if it is affected, the private security workers will benefit. The president promised to increase the minimum wage for workers this year, and this is what we expect to hear from him on Labor Day, he said. The move by PSRA was a ploy to derail the push for better perks for the security guards who are grappling with the high cost of living, he claimed. We don't know what Fazul's intention is. His contract is soon ending, so if he wants to leave private security workers, let him declare his interest and contest, he said. On the directive to private security firms to pay guards shush 30,000 per month, Wangara accused Fazul of making decisions without consultations. He made the pronouncement at a press conference and has failed to live to its expectations because he did not consult anybody, he said. Wangara said most of the security firms were struggling and that PSRA ought to have consulted widely before making the pronouncement.